He answered her question by running his warm hand over her bra, cupping her breast gently in his palm. Grace moaned in pleasure as he massaged her through the satin. The warmth of his hand on her skin sent chills up her arms.
"Read,"
he commanded again. "Oh, yeah, like I can do that while you're..." He released the front catch on her bra, then cupped her breast tenderly in his hand. "Julian!"
"Read to me, Grace. Please."
As if that were possible. But the underlying plea in his tone tugged at her heart. Forcing herself, she turned her attention to the book as Julian glided his hand over her bare skin. His touch was so soothing, so gentle, sublime. This wasn't the fiery caress he used to seduce and inflame her. It was something else entirely. It went beyond the depth of her flesh. It went all the way to her heart. After a time, she grew used to the small circles he drew around her breasts and nipples, down her belly. She lost herself to the moment, to the feeling of closeness she shared with him. By the time she finished the book, it was almost 10. Julian ran the backs of his knuckles across her hardened nipple as she set the book aside.
"You have such beautiful breasts."
"I'm glad you think so." She heard his stomach rumble under her ear. "Sounds like you're hungry."
"What I'm hungry for, food, won't sate."
Her face flooded with heat. He ran his hand from her belly button, up to her throat, then down the line of her jaw to her hair. He traced the outline of her lips with his thumb.
"How odd," he said. "It's your kiss that sends me over the brink."
"I beg your pardon?" He dropped his hand back to her stomach. "I love the way your skin feels against me, the softness of your flesh under my hand," he said quietly. "But it's only when our lips touch that I feel my sanity slipping. Why do you think that is?"
"I don't know."
The phone rang. Julian cursed.
"I really hate those things."
"I'm beginning to, too." He moved his hand away from her so she could rise. Grace captured his hand and moved it back to her breasts.
"Let it ring."
He smiled at that, then dipped his head toward hers. Their lips were so close she could feel his breath on her face. Suddenly, he pulled back sharply. She saw the agony, the longing in his eyes an instant before he closed them and clenched his teeth as if struggling to restrain himself.
"Go answer your phone," he whispered, releasing her.
Grace stood on shaky legs and crossed the room to her cordless phone as she clutched her shirt closed over her breasts.
"Hi, Selena."
Julian listened to her talk, his heart heavy as he fought down the fire tearing through him. The last thing he wanted was to leave this haven. He'd never enjoyed much of anything in his life until he'd met Grace. Now he was covetous of every second of her time.
"Hang on, let me ask."
Grace came back to his side.
"Selena and Bill want to know if you want to go out with them Saturday."
"It's up to you," he said, hoping she would decline.
She smiled and put the phone back to her ear.
"That sounds great, Selena. It'll be a lot of fun."